in today's gospel and epistle, there's a lot of reflection on faith. Nathanael is mentioned as a person here with no guile. That means he's honest. He tells it like it is. Children are like that. Children will sometimes tell you exactly what they feel. When they're hungry, they'll cry. They know what they want. They don't hide their emotions. Nathanael, with no guile, is also mentioned in the last chapter of the Gospel of St. John as a witness to the resurrection. To be a person of no guile is what psychologists say as being an integral person. The way God made us psychologically is not to use our energy to keep up various facades. To be a person who has one personality in public, in private, in various people, this doesn't mean that we have to be transparent with everybody in everything. The Lord himself says, as I quoted in the Ukrainian sermon, that the Lord asks us to be gentle as doves, but wise as serpents. It is one of the few times that Jesus compares us to snakes. In other words, there's a certain strength to being a person of integrity, because you know what you have to protect. You're not spending extra energy to keep up various facades. You're not wasting brain power thinking what lies or deceptions I need to carry and promote. In other words, you are not carrying out a propaganda campaign in your own life, to your own heart, and to others. This gives you true energy to focus on developing your personality and your life, to being both honest in your failures and your successes, to have a truer assessment of yourself, to say what you mean, and to ask God for the courage to do the right thing that you plan in your heart. Because often we have great plans, but we fall short, and sometimes disappointment and criticism from the outside can pull us down. But God asks us to be just like Nathanael, to be that person who has limited amount of energy, and he knows it. He walks with a God who has an unlimited amount of energy, and he knows it. And to have that balance to go forward in this very short life, to develop your possibilities and potential with God, and never be ashamed to say, this is wrong. Whether it's a sin or a mistake, and there's a difference, whether I wanted to do it or I did it by accident, to get up no matter how late in life or late in your particular life it is, to have the courage to say, this is the honest thing to do. This is the good place to go. God will help me accomplish this. Nathanael is chosen by Christ. And even though at the beginning he says, what good can come from Nazareth? Because Nazareth was a losing town. Once he realized he was wrong, he goes to Christ and says, you are truly the Son of God. To admit you're wrong and to cut your losses, to put out a fire in your home, is a great thing to do. Remember when we talked about the prodigal son? One of the most valuable lessons of that parable that Jesus told was that the prodigal son knew and had the courage to say, what I have chosen is wrong. The road I'm going on will lead to destruction. Let me stop and go back to my father. Stop when you can. Be innocent enough to assess the true meaning of your life and have the faith to go to the God who can help you turn it around. Slava Isusu Christu.